Are you going to reassure people, or are you going to make us a little more uneasy?
Well, I'm always of the opinion that, like the Great Pyramid of Giza, that there are three paths. That there is a path down into the pit. That there is a material path for the there's people that just don't want to know, that just terminally ignorant, as I call them, who just want to go on down into the pit and not know anything and are walking headlong into their own doom. There are the Queen's Chamber people, which are the material path people, who are just the more is better crowd. If I just had more of something, it'd be better. And they're just quite happy with their own little material world, not really contributing, but just taking care of them, themselves and nothing greater. And those who are on the ascending path towards the King's Chamber, towards, redemption, salvation, enlightenment, eternal life, so to speak. So and I guess I'm hoping in the next couple of hours or so to kind of put this in the perspective of what we're looking at as far as the mystical patterns of the universe and how what's happening with the stock market, with the foreign exchange markets, with the housing markets is all fitting into a much greater pattern of a materialistic civilization collapse that will be the beginning of a new heaven on earth, if you will, for some people that are prepared for it, and people that come together in community and come together in higher wisdom and spirit and start getting back to living within their means, because that's most of what Mish the Commish was talking about for the last 2 hours, is that so many people have been sucked into these deals because they've been living beyond their means, and those who understand that as things are being stripped away, and that's what this entire year is going to be about, and you really haven't seen anything yet. Wait until later on 2008, about November of this year, when things really start to shift.
So we're really basically telling people at this point, be smart. You don't have to stop living and stop enjoying yourself, but just be smart. Don't overdo it.
I guess that's one way to put it. And at the same time, even those people that are smart and even those people that didn't fall into these traps are, I mean, this is what we're talking about here. And for people that listen to this program, for people that listen to Coast and George Norrie and Art Bell and Ian Punnett and all the great hosts on the show, for people that are interested in alternative media, for people that get American Free Press or AmericanFreePress.net or American's Bulletin or even on the right side, you have Conservative Digest. On the left, you have Mother Jones. You've got the bottom line is that the revolution is not going to be televised, that the revolution as we know it is being told in the alternative media, that unless you are open to alternative information and alternative ideas, in this day and age, you're a fool, and you deserve everything that's about to happen to you. And we've been talking on this show, I heard Mish say it before on this program, I've been talking about it on this program, about a greater plan that's in place to basically foreclose on this country. And we're seeing
it's happening.
The next phase of this foreclosure.
I was looking at End Times Revelation today because I wanted to look at some of the prophecies, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that Friday during Open Lines. But I got to tell you, it is uncanny. It is scary when they talk about, wars, depressions, possible asteroid hit, and you interpret it like that. And then some of the things you've said over the years, I mean, God, I hate to say we're getting close,
well,
Sean.
We're there. And that's the real challenge. And the problem is that it's like with prophecy. Again, prophecy is a lousy business. If you're right, nobody likes you. And if you're wrong, nobody respects you. So, one way or another, you're going to get slammed and hammered and smeared and jumped on. And you still have to just keep bowling on. Because it is always about those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And that's going to be a very small percentage of people who are going to be wise enough to understand what's coming down. And we've got 5 years left until the 2012 shift. And the interpretation would be of the 2012 shift again is it going to be a major shift? Is it going to be planetary catastrophe? Is it going to be the world switching upside down? Is that going to be literal? Is it going to be metaphysical? Is it going to be something like an idea or a concept that hits us between the eyes like a diamond bullet? Or is it going to be something that you have Christ with 12 of his friends preaching a new paradigm, if you will, that doesn't take root for a few hundred years or so.
I have been watching my 401k over the last couple of days, and that's a fund. So, you know, it's not like I'm buying and selling every day out of the thing. And it's going down, down, and down.
Right.
What's going on in the market these days, Sean? I mean, beyond this subprime burst, is there something else going on we need to know about?
Well, I mean, here's how many times we've talked about this. I've talked about it, and once again, let's get into the investigative journalism part of this because it's so difficult. It's so difficult to explain to people what's actually happening and convincing them that what's going on is real rather than taking them to the next step to saying, well, go with me now to what the projection is about what's going to happen with the future. The bottom line of this whole thing is that the people that have been doing the journeyman work on this type of information are guys like James Tucker, who is an investigative reporter, again, mostly in American Free Press, who is the guy who's been covering the Bilderberger conferences in Europe for some time. And, of course, Alex Jones has picked up on that commercial, you know, that stuff, and he's been over there and he's gone crazy. And, I mean, just to give you an idea, and we talked about it on the show, and you've got to give all the props to Mr. Tucker because he's the guy who's the real you know, the real hardcore journalist who's out there pounding it. But this is from just briefly. Let me just read a quote from this because it's from an article he wrote called "Big Surprises at Bilderberger," and this was when they met in June 2006. And I quoted on this program again, where they talked about at the Bilderberger conference that Timothy Geithner was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, and he predicted that rising interest rates and difficulties for families have obtained adjustable rate mortgages or variable interest rates, they're likely to lose their homes as rising home mortgage rates add hundreds of dollars to their monthly payments. While most listened solemnly and some expressed concern, one was heard to say, quote, "Stupid Americans deserve their fate."
Oh, that's nice.
Now, Alan Hubbard who is Bush's main economic advisor, was actually sitting in the front row of this conference, and he was told that when these young families buying these expensive homes at these low variable interest rates, that others have just been paying the interest owed on their homes and not on the principal, and they're the most vulnerable. And Geithner said, well, some have paid little or nothing down, and some institutions lend to buyers the down payment. And then when home construction peaks and then prices start downward, all these people find that they owe more on their homes than it's worth in the marketplace, and then they find that their mortgage, even interest-only payments, are completely unaffordable. And again, this term "stupid Americans" came up in this meeting, which was heard among these clucks of sympathy or silent indifference, and no concern whatsoever was expressed by Alan Hubbard, who was an assistant to President Bush for economic policy. They sat there and said, "This is what was going to go down." And we also knew from that meeting as well, and we talked about this, that they
do they just not care?
No, there's a war going on behind the scenes, George. It's the only way I can explain it is it seems as though they've basically conquered the world. They've got everything pretty much controlled. They control the economics. They're the masters of the universe, if you will. And now it's a fight between the Corleones and the Sopranos to go to the mattresses to figure out, you know, who's going to be the boss of the street. And in the economy, especially in the foreign exchange market and all of these things, has literally turned into a, you know, I want you to meet my little friend kind of economy. It's like Scarface out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I see it dividing up, and this is what is probably the most frightening to me, and this is what's the most interesting, because I've been doing a lot of remote viewing on the foreign exchange markets, and so I do my charts. I do about 9 base currencies on a Sunday. I send them to my traders who have a desk in Vermont. They use my charts as a weather report, if you will, to say, well, here Sean says it's sunny and it's fair and it's cloudy. They then trade these currencies based on that. But looking at this, the stock market specifically and the foreign exchange markets is the best intelligence gathering apparatus that the world has ever seen. Because
right.
If somebody blows up a pipeline in Redai somewhere, 10 minutes later somebody's shorting oil in that area, and you've got some kind of news that's actually tapping into this.